الله بين الرجلين من قتل أحد يعني في القبر. As Jabir radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would gather between two people in the battle of Uhud to bury them. There would be two people that would be buried in one grave. Now when it would come to who should be put first into the grave, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was very thoughtful that even that level of respect, that both of them are shuhada, both have passed away. Nobody can say that at this point they don't have a great status. Obviously they've been buried by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are his companions, but that even that additional respect at that point, that who knows more Quran? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will say, thumma yaqulu ayyuhuma aktharu ahadan lil Quran, which one of these two know more Quran Sharif? فَإِذَا أُشِيرَ إِلَىٰ أَحَدِهِمَا قَدَّمَهُ فِي اللَّحْدِ. And when he was told that this particular person, when he was indicated that this particular person knows more Quran Sharif, then he will take him and he'll put him first in the qabr. To that level of extent and that level of respect for somebody who has ilm. Despite him being the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody could have questioned him whoever he put first in the qabr. How we say first come, first serve. It wasn't like that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to show that ilm is such a great thing, knowledge is such a great thing, that even when he's coming to put a person in the qabr, who knows more Quran Sharif, he deserves to be placed first, given that priority and that preference. The hadith we did yesterday, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, arani fil manami atasawwaku biswak. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying that I seen myself in a dream making miswak. Then we explain that how important this miswak is. This is something which is very, very great. In fact, it comes in one hadith that it's performed after making miswak. عَلَى الصَّلَاتِ الَّذِي لَا يُتَسَوَّكُ بِهِ. Upon the salat, or in comparison to the salat that miswak is not made, 70 daraja, 70 times, كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ, 70 times more reward for that salat that is read after making miswak. So we shouldn't lose out. It's a great opportunity to score and multiply as far as sawab is concerned. How long does it take when making wuzu? Keep a miswak nearby in the bathroom somewhere, so we can make that miswak. At least we know 70 times our salat will be multiplied. So anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that I seen myself in a dream making miswak. فَجَاءَنِي رَجُلَانْ أَحَدُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. Two people had come to me. One person was elder than the other person. فَنَاوَلْتُ السِّوَاكَ الْأَصْغَرُ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that in this dream, what I did was, I was making miswak, I took that miswak and I gave it to the younger of the two. فَقِيلَ لِي كَبِّرْ. It was told to me in the dream, the eldest. فَدَفَعْتُهُ إِلَى الْأَكْبَرِ مِنْهُمَا. I then gave this miswak to the bigger of the two, the elder of the two. In other words, I was told that the elder should be given it first, out of respect that he is more senior. Show him that respect. And we explained that when a person is serving something or is giving gifts, whatever it is, and if people are not sitting in an organized manner, then it is better to start from the most senior, the most elder, whether as far as ilm is concerned, age is concerned, etc., and then go to the more junior. But if people are sitting in an organized manner, from one side, from left to right, right to left, etc., then a person must start from the right-hand side, and then he should move accordingly. This is part of the discipline. Like how when we're cutting our nails also, we are told that we should start from the right hand, the index finger, go to the left hand, finish off by the thumb, and then come to the thumb of the right hand, like a person makes dua. Even in cutting our nails, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us so much of discipline. So this discipline is something that is taught to a believer all aspects of his life, that be disciplined, be organized, be careful how you go to the toilet, how you come out, whether you splash or not, all the adab, approximately 17 adab only for the toilet, how you come into the masjid, how you leave the masjid, yes, how you give preference to one person over the other. So all these things are taught to us to teach us that higher level of discipline. So therefore you shouldn't find a Muslim doing things haphazardly. He just does things without thinking. In Urdu they say, andadun. Person just does things without thinking. He parks, he doesn't think where he parked. He may be jamming somebody up. So all these things he's thinking, every step he's thinking, and his thinking is of a much higher and much refined level. Today's hadith and Abi Musa radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala ikrama dhi shaybatil muslim. Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that verily from honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from a person honoring, from those things or part of respecting the majesty and the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that person that respects the person who is senior in age, the person who is old. So part of respecting the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to honor a Muslim who is old. Ulama explain how, what do you mean by a person who is old? Generally a person whose beard is gone white, his hair is gone white. Now he is old. So part of honoring and honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is honoring this person that is old. وَحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنَ غَيْرِ الْغَالِ فِيهِ. The next thing the hadith mentions, that person who is the hafiz of Quran, to respect him also is honoring. To honor him is also to honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْجَافِ عَنْهُ وَإِكْرَامِ غَيْرَ الْغَالِ فِيهِ وَالْجَافِ عَنْهُ وَإِكْرَامَ ذِي السُّلْطَانِ الْمُقْسِدِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining this type of hafiz. That hafiz who doesn't go into extremes. In other words, he doesn't go now into the meaning of the Quran, that Allah Pak has left it unknown. Now he doesn't start delving and going into the very deep meanings that are not supposed to be delved into. For example, just for our understanding, that the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is meant by Istiwal al-Arsh, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon his Arsh. A person doesn't go into details. Quran has just left it and spoke about the Arsh of Allah, the throne of Allah, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, how and what his throne, how it is created, the how his Zat is, all that is all left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we don't have to delve into. And the second thing the hadith speaks about, wal jafi anhu, that hafiz that doesn't leave the Quran. In other words, he's continuously reciting Quran. He doesn't forget his Quran. That hafiz deserves respect. That he's looking after this Quran. Allah Pak had given him this Quran. Daily he's making tilawat of Quran. He's looking after it. And he's looking after the meaning and the ahkam of the Quran. The last part of the hadith, wa ikrama this sultan al muqsit, and a person that he respects a just ruler. In other words, a ruler is somebody who's just, he's honorable. So this person also honors him and he looks up to him and he gives him the respect that a leader deserves. We find that if a leader is respected, then the whole country moves smooth. Everybody is under the authority of the leader. There's no problems. But the moment the leader is looked down upon, then you'll always find fighting. You'll find different factions, different political parties all coming up why they're not happy with the leader. So therefore this hadith is teaching us that have respect for the leader. One hadith will do it almost the same meaning. So we'll just finish it up, short one. And Amr ibn Shu'ayb, an abihi an jaddihi radiyallahu anhuma qala, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laysa minna man lam yarham saghirana wa ya'arifu sharafa kabirana. Hadithun sahihun rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi wa qala Tirmidhi wa hadithun hasanun sahih. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person is not from amongst us. In other words, that person is not a true believer. Who man lam yarham saghirana? That person who doesn't have mercy upon the young people. Before we spoke about a person respecting the old people, this is the total balance we've got in our Shariat, that the old are told to be respected and the young are told to have mercy upon. Because young, why mercy upon a young person? A young person, because of his lack of experience, lack of age, etc., so he will make mistakes, he will slip, he will do things out of hand. So what you are taught to do is have mercy upon him, overlook that mistakes that he's making. وَيَا عَرِفُ شَرَفَ كَبِيرَنَا. That person is not from amongst us. The first thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said is he who doesn't have mercy upon the young ones. The next part he said is he who doesn't have regard for the senior. He doesn't have honor for the senior people. He also is not a true Muslim. He's not from amongst us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of having this total balance, that those above us we have respect for, honor for. Those below us we have mercy upon them. We overlook their faults and we try and show some type of guidance rather than being hard upon them and taking them to task for every single thing. This was the style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The young ones, he would always overlook them, always encourage them, and would always be a pillar of support and a means of guidance for those that were under him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.